dig straight through and they speak Chinese. I got some questions, you got some answers. Tell me please, please, please. Tell me please, please, please. Tell me please, please,
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Drilled with Dr. Brady podcast. We are coming to you live from Hotlanta.
Yeah, boy.
And we are with Shane McElroy, who is a buddy of mine. We go way back. We met.
Actually, in person, 2 years ago.
You were stalking me on the internet for quite some time.
You were stalking me on the internet, as I recall.
I don't recall.
I can pull up the DM history on Instagram if you want to be embarrassed, or you could just admit it.
I'd like to look at the DM history first before we
get started. No, I like to interact with the fans. No, it was a really, actually, the first time we interacted, it was a huge compliment from a podcast I had already listened to have say, hey, I really like your podcast, because I had saw your posts, which you and I, for better or worse, have the same sense of humor.
Yes.
And
that's nice.
Then I got to meet you in person.
We're a rare breed. Our sense of humor is not always appreciated.
Well, when you're an idiot, you like other idiots.
Exactly so. Right. We are drawn to our own kind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's good to be here, man. No, it's good.
It's great to be here. And you brought your Nintendo 64. You brought my childhood, which is GoldenEye.
We are trying to derail the whole conference and get them to come to our booth and play N64.
How's that gone so far?
It doesn't seem like, I feel like I should just go take the microphone from the speaker and just say, by the way, if this is getting boring, we got GoldenEye over
if you're not a fan of GoldenEye, then I don't want to know you, because that's the start of all the first-person shooters right there.
Right.
Me
and Lowell played a little round today. I smoked him. Yeah. And
Wait, you beat Lowell?
At GoldenEye.
Oh, you can't beat him Mario Kart, but
Mario Kart, no, he smokes me. I can't do it. He does the Super Nintendo Mario Kart version, not the N64 Mario Kart. We got a couple different systems going here.
I gotcha.
But we did a conference. He did a conference about a month ago, and he was 109-1.
Holy crap.
Against people. He played 110 games, lost one.
Whoa, why'd you lose?
I can't hear you.
He lost one game. Why would he lose?
Listen, there's always a bigger loser.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
There's always someone who's spent more time than you
on that particular game.
So he had a guy come in today.
Solid record, though.
He had a guy come in today and beat him already. But this guy knew all the some shortcuts and some cheats. And
who is this?
Some dentist from Shreveport.
Well, Louisiana. You're going to have a lot of dorks if it's a dental conference. It's my kind of people.
Right. But listen, the people who walk by our booth and they're like, GoldenEye, you see it in their eyes. They're like this. They're lighting up like their childhood.
This generation.
Like they just went through a time machine. It's like, that's the person I want to talk to.
Yeah, legitimately, there's thousands of hours of my life dedicated to that game.
Oh.
I was pretty solid at it.
Oh, yeah. We played, Lowell and I played Rockets in the temple.
Oh, yeah.
Temple level.
I love Rockets. No odd job because, well, you can do anything.
No, he was odd job and I was Jaws.
Well, see, we used to have a rule you couldn't be odd job playing multiplayer because odd job's so much smaller. It's like a video game version of me.
Oh, it's
so you're
cheating.
Shooting over his head every time.
Yeah, he's easier. We used to have we called it by a different name back in the day, but now it would be called Little Person Hunt. And one person
Monkey in the Middle used to be a different name too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what we would do is one person would be odd job.
Yep.
And it was grenades only.
Oh.
So you had to be able to lob grenades at people.
Nice.
And it was unlimited ammo. So you just lob grenades. And odd job was only armed with his hands. So he could kill you.
Chop.
So it was pretty fair. And it was always 3-on-1. Three any characters against odd job. Odd job used his hands only.
And you had to use grenades.
And you could only attack him with grenades.
See, I like proximity mines the best. That was the most fun. You could toss it and then blow it up when you wanted to.
Yes.
Cheap as hell. Everybody forgets about proximity mines. That's the shit.
If you found someone who was good at proximity mines, that was good.
Yeah, and then it was Halo after that. And we had a buddy and we were all really good. He would play and beat us to death. And I literally mean in the game, he wouldn't shoot a gun. He would just, I don't know how he did it.
Just slap you dead.
And it was the most demoralizing, humiliating thing for mm-hmm. me in my life.
It's very emasculating.
Not now, because I've done.
Well, you've already been demasculated. So.
Well, yeah, I don't even worry about it now.
Right.
That happened after I got married, for sure.
Shane yesterday made me brush my teeth with frosting.
Yep.
That happened.
Yeah, that did happen. How was that, by the way? I love frosting.
Listen.
It didn't stain your teeth like I wanted it to.
The other penalty, we played a game, and the penalty for losing the game, which was rigged for me to lose.
Yeah, when I set up a game, there's no chance of winning that game, actually.
Yeah. There's going to be a loser.
Yeah.
And it was me. Mm-hmm. See, the other option was taking a shot of apple cider vinegar.
Which, by the way, David Wong just did.
Did he do it?
And he regretted it.
Yes.
Oh, he jacked up his stomach. And he's got a lecture in like an hour.
Yeah.
So that's hilarious.
Oh, I'm going to watch him puke all over the place.
It'd be amazing.
If they gave me the stage, I would go up there and make an announcement, just a public service announcement. If Shane McElroy invites you to do a podcast.
He's not being nice.
Say no.
That's the rule. I won't interview them unless there's a punishment associated.
Right.
Which is even more than talking with me.
They don't give me a microphone here. It's probably for the better.
You had to bring your own, just like me.
Right. I'll set up shop here. I will derail your conference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We're at a conference called DIA, which stands for Dental Influencers Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we had this, it was in Scottsdale, I'm pretty
sure. Scottsdale 2 years ago, exactly.
Yeah.
And
so they skipped
the
COVID year,
mm-hmm.
And now we're back, and we're in Atlanta.
Yep.
Do you know what goes into choosing the location?
Yeah, I've actually been in some of those meetings.
Have you? I figure you might have some inside information.
They don't like break down analytics. They're like, all right, where was easy to fly into and that's warmer.
Okay.
So you'll never see DIA up in the Northeast, not a winter meeting, I don't think. It's either going to be LA, Scottsdale. Pay Ray was pushing for Nashville, but everybody vetoed him and said Atlanta because it was easier to get to. That's why. I mean, it was not that much thought put into it.
Just because it's easier to fly into because it's such a huge airport.
The guys running this are awesome. But they don't put a lot of effort in location.
Yeah.
That's not where their main concern is. They are putting on a pretty badass event, though.
No, it's really, really great. The speaker lineup is pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty good or really
There's good? Just, you know, I can't help but like watch and think, I'm better than everybody here.
Well, obviously.
Obviously, me and you should just take over.
I mean, if they wanted to be a really good conference.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, Shane has a podcast. Shane, tell them about your podcast.
I've got a podcast called The All In Podcast.
All In.
The All In.
Not to be
podcast.
Confused, there's another All In podcast.
There's like 10 All In podcasts.
Isn't there one with, who's the Facebook guy? I'm going to butcher this
I name. Don't know. It's not as big as my podcast is.
It's a big one. There's a big one called All In, I think.
My mom really likes it.
Yeah.
you know. No, we did pretty good. It's kind of like the dental industry.
You got three followers.
From a non-dentist.
Yeah.
Different aspects of the industry, and it's like at the bar though, right? So less of, you know, formal, kind of our style, right? Like you've been on my podcast, you know, it's shooting shit, having fun, talking about what's going on in the industry, or not the industry at all. Sometimes we talk about just video games or movies and the whole time.
And that's fine.
Yeah. And now I kind of do it whenever I want to do it. It's actually how I got my current position. At DIA, 2 years ago when we met in person, I interviewed the global head of education, of Zimmer Biomet there. This is when I was with a different company. And I didn't know who she was, a woman named Nan Meehan. Super cool. We had a blast, really liked her, but didn't know, apparently she's a big deal. Everybody asked me, what does she do? And or like, do you know how big of a deal she is?
Oh.
I'm like, no, I just liked her. I thought she was great. And she was at that time the general manager of Zimmer Biomet Dental. And you know, she's been promoted even twice since then. She's the VP of Americas, and she recruited me, and it, you know, had a great opportunity, and she wanted me on the team. It's been freaking awesome.
You haven't invited her to play any games yet.
Oh yeah,
because she doesn't. Okay, she's okay.
But she's smarter than me, so she knows how to duck around my.
Yeah,
my
listen.
Ways.
The only other game I remember playing with you was you recruited me sometime after we met to play Jeopardy.
Jeopardy, because you wanted to meet Peter Bolton.
It was a parody of Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And like periodontics, is that where?
The first one, I thought there was going to be one episode of this, and it turned into like 12 or 15, but it was all periodontics on the first one.
Yeah.
So we thought Jeopardy, and then we had about...
And know. I did want an introduction to Peter. That's true.
Yeah. And so I'm like, well, you think you know a lot about crypto. Pete thinks he knows a lot about crypto. Let's go ahead and embarrass one of you.
He smoked me.
He did smoke you.
And I ended up taking a shot of Tabasco sauce.
Yeah, how was that?
It was terrible. And I should have known when I got here. I should have known.
Mm-hmm.
Shane's going to ask me to play a game.
Yep.
And it's going to involve a shot of something terrible.
Yeah, yeah. But so, I tricked you and you brushed your teeth.
Brushing my teeth with the frosting was, and it's dyed frosting. So you had some colors like red and blue and green. I got the red. and I thought I was going to dye my teeth. It didn't.
Didn't.
Do any of them dye the teeth? Did you get any of action from that?
The blue and the black do.
And the black?
Yeah, so I got rid of the pink and the red just because I want some more dyeing action.
Yeah.
What I'm really trying to do is get somebody right before they go on stage to lecture and do it and see how that goes. We'll see.
Yeah.
But just know this, folks. If there's a game that I'm involved with, there are no rewards for winning. There are only punishments for losing.
It's a punishment-only type of business model.
Yeah, exactly.
For your game.
It's way more fun for me that way, and that's why I do it.
And no one ever plays a game with Shane twice, except for me. I did.
Untrue. I've got a bunch of people keep coming back. I had people requesting to smash eggs on their heads for Jeopardy.
Okay.
Like, I'm like, you can do it whenever you want. Yeah. Please.
And Jeopardy was like a March Madness style of tournament. You had a lot of like people who are active on social media.
Yeah.
Say, people that are known in the industry.
Yep.
A lot of me.
I had all the founders, the original founders of DAA at one point. Every single one of them lost their episode.
Yeah.
Not one of them won. So you've got these guys creating this educational event who know nothing about any of the questions I asked them. And it was either pop culture or sort of dental questions, and they didn't know any of them. It was embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. Yeah. And yeah, you had crypto questions, but Peter is a little bit of a ringer.
Yeah, I think he could retire on his earnings from crypto today.
I know he could.
Yeah, probably. Hey, Pete.
By the way.
Can I borrow a cryptocurrency coin or whatever that is?
He is retired.
Well, kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah. Sort of.
After the podcast, let me tell you a story. I got a Peter story for you. We won't embarrass him. He doesn't listen to this. He doesn't have time.
He doesn't listen to anybody's.
He's not listening. Oh man.
I asked him one time, I was like, do you ever listen to mine? He just laughed. He goes, no. He's like,
So nice. I have the same, but here's what I do. I don't listen to everyone's podcasts, like all my friends. Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
If something comes up in my feed and my notifications, I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting, I'll listen to that. But what I do make sure I'm doing is I'm downloading them.
Oh, I always do that.
So you're getting downloads from me.
Yeah, I get downloads from you too. But I pop in on yours every once in a while too, because it's hard. You get into zones of podcasts, right?
Usually it has to be a title that, like, oh, that's kind of interesting. Let me hear what you say about that.
It's like Netflix for me. I binge different ones at different times, right?
Mm-hmm.
I listen to a lot of the, JRE, Joe Rogan, obviously.
I just don't have time to listen to you ramble all the time, dude.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't listen to myself ramble.
It's really difficult for me.
Yeah.
And your voice is terrible.
Yep.
And then it makes me think of your face.
Well, that's why I do a podcast, not a video podcast. Yeah.
Hey, question. Why do some dentists look like supermodels here?
Because it's DIA.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what it is?
So you got a lot of Instagram people. Does well on Instagram. Pretty doesn't hurt. Good looking doesn't hurt.
I've seen two velour suit jackets being worn by men.
Okay. Yeah. Here's the deal, though. Dr. Joe Moranfar. He started that style with a bow tie, bedazzled shoes.
He wears the red bottoms,
too.
Yeah,
that cost more than my car.
Yeah.
And he, like, velvet jacket. And then I see Payman Racy now wearing a bow tie.
That's what I saw,
too. It looks
like
he raided his freaking closet. He's got these crazy bedazzled shoes. And I'm like, Pay Ray, you straight up stole his style.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Joe won't care, but I care.
We care.
I can't pull off the bedazzled shoes.
Maybe it just comes from jealousy. Because if we did that, Payman can... Or Payray can kind of...
Payray's crazy. Payray
can
so
kind of...
Fits.
He can kind of pull it off.
We're crazy in different ways. We're more of the what we're wearing now, t-shirt, jeans, and that's about as stylish as I get.
Yeah, I'm wearing a nice shirt.
If you consider that a nice shirt, then you've proven my point.
Oh, man.
You look like you're from the Northwest or something with your flannel on. I love the fact that you got that.
Sick burn, bro.
Yeah, that's the sick burn, bro, button.
As long as Lul says it's sick burn, then I'm in.
Yeah. So you're local here.
I do. I live in a town called Peachtree City, like 45 minutes
from Peachtree here. City?
Peachtree City.
A lot of peach tree.
We actually have two peach trees
Street,
in my
Peachtree
yard.
Road.
You'll never find a peach tree in the city of Atlanta.
And do they just grow randomly here?
Very few. South Carolina has a lot more. Oh. We're more known for peanuts, but peach
Did you say
trees.
Peanuts or penis?
Well... peanuts.
Peanuts.
Nuts. Yeah.
Big nuts.
Peanuts.
Sorry, you just said that so fast.
I actually have two peach trees in my backyard.
Nice.
So,
and they bear fruit.
They do.
Oh, that's
they
nice.
They do. We pick them and we eat them.
Make pies?
I don't really make pies.
Dude,
now.
One of my favorite treats is just to get some vanilla ice cream, a good vanilla ice cream. slightly melted. Like, leave it out for a little
bit. Yeah, see, I don't like it that when right out of the freezer.
Yeah, just a little bit. Put some peaches in there.
Really?
Fresh peaches, dude. Mm. And
I might try that.
And then the vanilla, the kind of, let it melt a little bit around the peaches, and it's delicious.
All right.
Now, it is a treat.
Now I kind of want some of that. That I actually know. Does sound really good.
Oh, it's so good, dude. It's so
And you follow
good.
That up with the toothbrush full of frosting.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. The only thing that makes it better is any kind of cobbler or
You live in the wrong crisp. Place, then. You'd like it down here, then.
Oh, I love a good crisp.
Southern food.
And cobbler. Boy. Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it, man. All right. So, okay. So you work for Zimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Zimmer is an implant company.
Yep.
And Shane works for them. And and that's going well.
Going very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm the associate director of special markets, which is like government accounts. I work with that team and corporate dentistry teams.
Sounds like a lot of responsibility that you are not going to be able to live up to.
I just pretend, you know, I do whatever my people say they need. I try to get that for them. And then, and good, thank God that the people on my teams are really good at their jobs. So they make me look good.
That's good.
That's
good. Which leads me to a book recommendation, because I'm starting to read Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink.
Oh, Jocko.
Do you know who Jocko is?
I do know who Jocko is.
Have you read Extreme Ownership?
I have not read. I just started.
Well, I listen. I do Audible.
Oh, well, yeah. That's more my speed.
Because I can't read.
Yeah. You can't? Oh, sad.
No. I never learned.
Oh, bless your little heart. I got to get one of those wah-wah buttons.
Yeah, you do. This little machine here, it's really cool, dude.
I know. You guys embarrass me when my little setup versus y'all's. This looks really solid.
It's the flashy colors that make people think you're fancy.
Also, I can hear in the sound in my headset, and it's clear and crisp.
Yeah.
This is well done.
Well, like, you know, Lowell's sitting like 3 feet away. He can't even hear us.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I give all credit to Lowell. I know that you didn't do this, right?
Well, I paid for it.
Well, there you go. All right, fair enough. That's part of it.
Yeah. I mean, I did a little something.
Yeah, you know.
Are you going to any other conferences?
Well, I just did the AAP meeting in Miami, Florida. So Perio meeting.
Periodontics.
It was actually a really good meeting.
Was it okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it here local, or did you have to travel?
No, that was in Miami.
Okay.
So I went to that. I don't have any other meetings that I personally am going to. Right now, there's Amos DIC with Dental Implant Conference for Amos.
You mean Amos on. What?
Yep.
What was that last name?
I'm not up in that conference right now.
Famous Amos.
Some other folks are. But this will be my last conference for the year, and then it'll ramp up. I mean, I honestly just look at my calendar and go where I'm told to go.
Yeah.
There's so many going on now. And I used to do so many of these over the years, of 15 years in the industry. And like, you get sick of them, you get tired.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I miss them, man. So to say that, because of COVID, like, I'm glad to be back out. And
it's fun.
It'll wear out soon enough, though.
It's nice, yeah. It's nice just to be around human beings.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Most of the time.
Yeah, for small bits of time.
Yeah, I mean, if...
In small doses.
My default, though, everybody thinks I'm, like, really outgoing, but if I have the option of doing nothing or doing something, it's usually doing nothing now.
Yeah.
But I think that started when I have kids.
How many you got?
Two boys. I'm getting payback for the way I was. Imagine this. They're both turning into big smart asses.
No.
They must have got it from their mother.
No, you must have married one. Yeah, that's the only possibility.
She'll be here later.
Really?
Yeah, you get to meet my wife.
Oh.
I have
a lot of questions for her.
We should actually interview her.
Namely, why?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't
say she was smart.
What were you thinking?
Yeah. Poor decisions.
Blink twice if you're being held against your will.
Yeah, I think she thought when she married me that she could fix me, and then a decade later figured that's not happening.
She's realized it just got worse.
It just
got more broken.
Continually more broken.
Shouldn't tinker with something that's broken. Get rid of it and get a new one. That's right.
She hasn't figured that out yet, so please don't tell her.
Speaking of getting rid of one and getting a new one, we borrowed this TV from Best Buy.
I know that move.
Yeah,
I know that move.
We went and bought it, and we're going to take it back on Sunday.
Good move.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be I plan on being dissatisfied.
I've got an 82 incher in my garage. I could have brought right now.
I like this TV. I'm thinking about buying one.
Oh, Lowell likes
Ooh.
It. He's going to buy one.
Return
he says.
Return it, get the credit, and then just go back home and buy it there. There you go.
Here's some good news. Hey, Lowell, what's the count on docs that have signed up for Halo today?
I actually lost track.
Is it four?
No.
Five?
Six.
So yeah. We know what Lowell's counting limit is.
Well, if it's six, it goes beyond the one hand, and that's a problem.
We'll get that before the end of this. We'll get that in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, probably.
I get past five, I lose
You know, I'm a huge supporter of what you guys do, so I will bring it up and keep shoving people this way. Because
I appreciate that, dude. So we're here. So just so people know, listen, know we're here with Halo Dental, and Halo Dental, the DIA guys gave us a booth. Mm-hmm. It was very
awesome,
super awesome. And so,
because by the way, that's a great way to give, because these things aren't cheap.
No, right? And I consider it a charitable donation.
Oh, 100% of this.
Absolutely. I don't know if they appreciate me talking about that, but I don't think they listen. So it's fine. They probably don't appreciate me talking about that. I don't want the other vendors knowing that.
I don't think they're going to get upset for that for you when you're doing charity.
Here's the thing. Right.
Like, seriously?
Literally everyone else here is hawking a product, you included.
Exactly.
So I'm the only, in fact, one of us came up, we had a gentleman come up to our table and was like, what are you guys selling? And I said, kindness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah.
Free.
And all you have,
your time.
All you have to do is open your heart.
Listen. If I could do dentistry, I would absolutely do it for free. Now, the benefit I have is a lot of times we'll give away product for free.
Yes.
Any way we can help support it, because, man.
You facilitate that.
Especially dental implants. It's not cheap, man. It is not cheap. It's not cheap for the doctors to do, and people don't understand that. Why does it cost so much? Because it took so many damn years of training for you guys to be able to do them. Mm-hmm. And but it's our way to be able to try to help contribute is for those who can't afford it, right?
Yeah.
And I'm a huge believer in that. I've worked with a number of my buddies who've been graceful enough to do charity cases with me, that people I brought to them over the years. The only people I won't do that for is family.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
That's a smart move.
Family's the worst, because if anything goes wrong, inevitably you feel guilty about it, right? And I don't want that. Plus, most of mine can afford it, so screw it.
Well, yeah, that's a good point, too.
Yep.
Here's the thing. It is important that when, and this is, so there's charity done right, and there's charity done potentially wrong. And what happens is, we talk to a lot of dentists who have been very, they've grown resentful.
Sure.
Of charity. Like, oh, I've done it. Oh, it didn't work out. It never works out. It was a headache. I don't want to do it again. And so they have a bad experience for whatever reason, and they don't do it. So, you know, we've spent some time talking to dentists and figuring out, well, what are these reasons?
Sure.
Because the worst thing you want to do is like, well, here's this thing that unlocks this like amazing happiness and personal fulfillment. And actually, I believe is good for people's practices as well.
Yeah.
And like financial ramifications for them, like positive financial ramifications. And to have them have experience that turns them off on it is like, it's like a kid who falls on their bike and decides that I'm not riding my bike anymore.
Sure.
And it's like, well, bikes are freaking fun. You just didn't do it. You just got to figure this out.
Especially if it was your first time. It's like anything. You're not going to be as good, or something's inevitably going to go wrong. But I think it's the collaboration aspect that you guys kind of help centralize that, right? Like with the
exactly right.
The lab, right? The companies and the products. That's where it gets tricky and takes a lot of time and effort.
Well, and we do some patient vetting.
That's actually really important.
So we do some patient vetting, and that makes it it increases the probability that we're getting someone who is going to be appreciative.
It's such a great point, because I've done cases where I was like so upset because the patient didn't, like when people get something free, they don't appreciate it. I love how you guys vet it. I love how you can't nominate yourself.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to nominate you. I mean, that aspect of it is huge.
Which means to me, I think psychologically, they're not getting it for free.
Yeah,
they got
right.
it. They got
it's almost
it.
Like somebody else paying for it, and they see that.
Someone
right?
else nominated them and had to get them that. So it's not,
my wifey.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
I love how that's connected here.
Oh, jeez. Hold on.
I thought it was another one of these
buttons.
That's
on full blast. Okay. Turn that all the way down.
Dude, answer. It's your wife.
Yeah, she...
that could be interesting.
Do you want to know what's going on right now?
Maybe.
So,
not necessarily.
We're in a huge fight. Hater. No. we're on separate vacations. She's in New York City right now.
Huh.
With a friend.
What's his name?
I don't know. He's really nice, though.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
makes her feel happy. Yeah. I can't do that anymore. He's much more than I can be. No, she's with a girlfriend. They went to New York City. And I my in-laws live close to a few miles from us. So
sure.
So my kids are not unattended. It's not Lord of the Flies at my house.
I didn't think you just left him in a cage at home.
Some of them deserve that.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, I've considered it before. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Anyway, she's on separate. I don't mind the idea of separate. One time we went to the movies, and we really wanted to see different movies.
Yeah.
So we just went and saw different movies. It's fantastic.
Listen, I think when I was first dating my wife, I was gone. The job I had, I was gone 3 weeks out of the month, right?
Yeah.
But when we were together, it was so amazing. When you're married for a period of time, yeah. you see each other every day, you're dealing with the same BS together each day, you got kids, all that stuff. Sometimes doing trips is awesome. Now, the problem I get is I have a trip or something with the boys that happens once every 10 years or something.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, so you got this trip coming with the boys? Blah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but not once has she ever had a trip with her sisters. The girls that I was like, yeah, go. Not fully supportive. It is like a FOMO thing with women.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. I don't get it because I'm like, it's not like I don't want to be with you, but, you know, it's yeah. good for you to be away from me. I can be annoying.
We don't operate. We definitely operate on a you do you, I do me.
Cats and dogs, bro. We're just dumb
dogs.
We
talked about entertaining the idea of separate bedrooms.
So
that's
a step in the wrong direction, unfortunately.
Intimacy is dead.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
I mean, listen, there's
just sleeping bedrooms. I get it. I got some friends who do that.
Well, we have, listen, every husband, sometimes you have a husband and wife who are on the same sleeping schedule, watching TV schedule, yeah. waking up schedule, mm-hmm. Light sleepers versus heavy sleepers. How do you do with lights in the morning?
I don't know why she sleeps with me because I snore so bad. In fact, I actually need to go check. I'm sure I have sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
And, but she puts up with it. And like, we have an extra bedroom. I've gone in there before, and she's like, no, I still want you here, but you can't sleep from here, so I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I can't win.
So a separate bedroom.
Well, no, I agree, but then she...
And you can still do booty calls.
Well, fine. All right.
Yeah.
Once a month, every month.
And then she calls you an Uber and you go home.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
But to your other bedroom.
To your other bedroom.
You don't need an Uber.
Cheap Uber.
Right. Yeah. Anyways, no, listen, all kinds of possibilities out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is like, why do I share a room? I don't need to. And like...
I don't judge you for this.
How do you sleep in the bed?
I feel like you're trying to justify
it. Well, listen, it's a very unique idea that I'm open-minded to.
I tend to...
Closet space?
So what she likes, to cuddle while we're falling asleep. I don't want anybody touching as I'm falling asleep.
Oh, I don't like that. No.
But here's the thing. No. Subconsciously, I must like that because when we fall asleep, I'm like rolling on her and holding her. But when she's asleep, she doesn't like to be anywhere near me. So I don't know. I can't win here.
So note to self, plan a camping trip with Shane.
Yeah. No, we'll snuggle.
Because he's a cuddler.
I'll keep you warm.
He's a cuddler.
I'll keep you warm.
Yeah. Right on. Right on. Well, you know, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, buddy.
I think
it's great to meet Lowell in person, actually.
Lowell's great. Lowell has been relegated to...
I prefer him.
...observer for this for this podcast.
He told me to just rib you as much as I could, so I'm trying to fill in for that.
Who else should I get on the podcast while I'm here?
Who do you want?
I don't know. Well, have you seen Dottola? I was trying to get Dottola.
I really liked his lecture, as honest and open as that.
Yeah.
That's not easy to do.
He's unique.
And I won't say about what I don't know. Well, I mean, he was talking about, like, addiction stuff. I mean, he put it out there for the world, you know.
Yeah.
And it was really... You know, listen, I'm like...
Well, I don't think it's bad to talk about. No. I don't think it's bad to mention
it helps things, other people.
Things that like, he's... You know, the guy was, like, doing, like, 75 Vicodin a day is what he says.
That's crazy,
I don't even understand that. Yeah, you heard that right.
Yeah, 75
Vicodin a day.
Yeah, it's wild, man.
So we talked about addiction recovery. That was really good. I wanted to get him on because
great
I know...
Great speaker, too.
Yeah, he's super funny.
Oh, hilarious, man.
Yeah, he talks a lot about... I've seen two lectures. Both are heavily weighted... into like diarrhea. The diarrhea always comes up.
Well, it's DIA and we focus on diarrhea here.
That's right.
So.
And it's funny. Diarrhea is always funny.
It kind of is.
Oh.
Unless it's you.
Always.
It's funny after the fact.
Yeah.
Not if it's me. If it's somebody else, it's hilarious.
Yeah, but you think it's funny
literally.
In retrospect. You don't think it's funny today.
No,
but
not
tomorrow
today.
You might.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you might. Yeah.
I would actually, as a recommendation, met David Wong earlier. He's amazing. Curry Levitt will be here.
Yeah.
Like, those are fun guys to have on the podcast because you can shoot shit on anything. Jenny V.
Oh, Jenny. I should get
she's
Jenny.
She's great. And yeah. she doesn't know she's... That's the thing with Jenny. She doesn't realize how badass of a person she is.
She's great.
She's fucking awesome.
Yeah, like, she's cool. Is. I was just talking with her. I actually met her in person, met her in real life. She's so nice online.
She's nice. She's just nice.
So I only know her from we're internet friends. So I saw her. We spoke today. We met, and I haven't met her before. She's awesome. I'm probably gonna try to wrangle her.
Oh, super strong. She's jacked.
Buff. She's buff.
And just a kind person.
Yeah. You know, me and my wife have an ongoing argument. You're not gonna like this. I don't think anyone's gonna like this.
Well, we'll see.
a long time ago. And I keep this going partly to, because I know it gets her goat.
Yeah.
But a long time ago, we had a conversation about, like, you know, who could you beat up and, like, what are your limits? And I was like, first of all.
Short list for me.
First of all, every single female in the world. She goes, wait.
No.
She's like, you don't think a woman can beat you up? I said, no.
I know a few women who could beat you up easy.
Well, my wife would pay good money to set that up. So I keep it going. She brings it up. And she loves to when we're around, like, new people.
Yeah.
She'll be like, hey, do you think that a woman could beat up Brady? Like, and they're like, people are throwing
you're tall, you got the reach and everything, but if somebody's actually like highly trained.
So she brings up Ronda Rousey.
Rousey would kick the crap out of you. Oh my God, dude.
Do you know how much she weighs?
He's serious, by the way.
Do you know how much she weighs?
I don't care how much she weighs.
It matters.
It doesn't matter when she's got you in a chokehold and you don't know what to do.
Do you think I could beat up Shaquille O'Neal?
If you had a gun and a bat, maybe. You'd have to go for the knees, bro.
Listen, weight makes a big difference.
No, it does.
I believe I could bear hug Ronda Rousey and she couldn't get out of it.
I doubt it.
I believe I could sit on her.
I don't believe that at all.
Yeah, I do. Oh,
somebody who's trained hard as hell.
It's
got
to be someone.
Everybody's got a plan to get punched in the face by Ronda Rousey.
That's right. But the concessions that I make is like it would have to be a woman
a boxing match.
Who would? Maybe.
If you go MMA, anything goes. Like
MMA,
you're done. You're done. Dude.
Yeah,
have you ever grappled or done jiu-jitsu?
I have to be able to fight dirty for sure.
I did like jiu-jitsu for a couple weeks to try out, and I got my ass kicked by some women. Now that's not that impressive, except it had nothing to do with them being weighing more, being stronger. It was just the holds, the moves. Like when people know how to. My grandfather was 5 foot
makes
two.
A huge difference.
He could put you to your knees in half a second. He used to grab your pinky and turn it to the side, and you were done. That's all it takes.
But I still think, and here's the thing. I'm not like.
Well, I don't believe you have a high tolerance for pain.
I'm fairly fit. I do
debatable.
Work. I work out. I do things.
Your shake weight at home?
What I'm saying. Yeah. I double shake weight.
Yeah, hard. That's hard to get in rhythm.
Yeah, not for me. I'm very coordinated.
Practice makes perfect.
That's right. my concession I make is like, you find someone who's large. There's got to be a weight. You got to come up to my weight level because I feel like if I got 100 pounds on someone.
You just flop on them, right?
Yeah.
Your move?
Yeah, I just feel like. I just don't think they're gonna take me down.
You meet my wife later. She could probably kick your ass. She can certainly kick mine. She's military trained. Also, she could kill you. She was a chemical weapons officer too. So she's a PA and she's a director.
My wife's gonna love this part of the podcast.
Yeah,
because she's
your husband's full of crap.
She loves.
I can count off. I can think of a dozen women right now that could kick crap at me.
Have a YouTube video.
Oh, challenge accepted.
Yeah, Lowell's going to set it up now.
Dude,
Lowell's getting excited.
Can we please do this?
Yeah. They did this on Jackass, I think. There was a Jackass where they put one of the Jackass guys in it was a boxing match against, I think, an MMA fight. Might have been Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
She cleaned his clock.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
he was a small guy.
Dude, fighting is crazy because it just takes one hit or one hold and it's over. Oh, yeah, Johnny Knoxville and Butterbean. Dude, he got creamed, dude.
All right, listen up. What are you doing? Oh, he's okay. I thought he needed me.
Playing Mario Kart. I heard you lost again.
I did.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Listen, some ringers at DIA that are.
Bring the heat. Dentists, like, you find the ones who are really fully into the digital stuff. I guarantee you they are gamers, too.
Right.
That's why they're so into the digital stuff, because they grew up playing video games.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Video game or the charity?
Yeah, you might want to check with the people. Like, they might think they're signing up for a video game.
That's fine.
Halo.
Whatever.
Fine.
Get them how you get them.
As long as they donate and do the case.
Absolutely, dude.
Yeah. Right on. Well, listen, Shane, I don't want to take you too much of your time.
Oh, yeah. It's so precious.
I feel like I'm doing a public service.
Yeah, hey, you're giving
away from the community.
Yeah, no, you're doing them a service for sure.
The more you're not out there, and in here, the better for everyone.
Well, you're a kind man.
Those cookies you were laid out were decent.
No, I take no credit for that. That's the marketing team over Zimmer. They did a great job.
It was not terrible.
It was not terrible. They've been really popular. We have 400 more of them.
Yeah. Too. Okay. Well, I know my thing. I know what I'm going
to
do.
My love handles are ready to go.
Before we depart, we got to do a secret word because we give away $500 of free dental work every single episode. $500. There's a secret word. I'm going to allow Shane to come up with a secret word. You're going to email the secret word to drilledpodcast@gmail.com. The fifth person who emails this will be rewarded with $500 of free dental work, and they can gift it to someone else.
Awesome.
So,
love it.
Do you got a word or phrase?
I do, actually. I'm sitting here looking at GoldenEye, my favorite video game as a kid. And we're going to go odd job.
Odd job.
Odd job.
Love it.
That's a great one.
The secret word is odd job.
Odd job.
Do you remember the cable guy when they played
Cable Guy?
Porno password, and he goes, it always reminds me, the password is
that's right.
Nipple.
I forgot how good that movie is.
It's really good.
Underrated, by the way.
It holds up. I watched it not too long ago.
People were expecting Pet Detective, and they got creepy-ass Jim Carrey. We're not ready for that.
Very funny, like the first half, then it gets really dark.
It gets real dark.
Do you know that, fun fact about Cable Guy, Chris Farley, if he wouldn't have died, was going to be the Cable Guy.
It would have been a completely different movie.
Completely different.
Wait, jacking his pants up. I don't know about, down by the river.
I don't know about better or worse, because Jim Carrey's pretty amazing, and that's pretty iconic.
I love Chris Farley, though.
But the idea is, idea of that, like, Chris Farley as Cable Guy.
Dude, he would have been great at it.
If anybody,
because it looks like what you think of as a traditional Cable Guy.
Yeah. If anybody could have pulled it off as well and made it iconic, like Jim Carrey did, Chris Farley could have done it.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's amazing.
R.I.P., buddy.
Pooh, taken too soon.
Too soon.
Too
by himself.
Soon. Yeah. All right. So the secret word is odd job. Email it to drilledpodcast@gmail.com. Fifth person who emails us, that will get the 500 big ones. Thanks for joining us this week, everybody. Join us next week when we are probably going to have another episode from DIA. So we'll see what we can milk out of this baby.
Well, thanks for having me on, buddy.
You got
appreciate
it.
You.
Later.